is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the updated HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. And with that being said, this article was published on the 24th of December. Woman killed in murking / attempted deletion at Southwest Miami-Dade home. A Christmas Eve tragedy occurred at a Southwest Miami-Dade home after a man reportedly fatally shot his wife and then turned the gun on himself. It happened in the backyard of a home in the 2000 block of Southwest 132nd Avenue around midnight. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Ho, 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 motherfuckers. Someone made the naughty list. Quote, unquote. After the first couple of gunshots, I heard a man screaming. I knew this wasn't good, said neighbor Damari Cordero. According to police, the 40-year-old man shot his 37-year-old wife before shooting himself. Quote, unquote. I heard a man yelling, and then it was followed by another three or four gunshots, and immediately it became silent. And then I heard the children screaming for mommy, said Cordero. The couple's two children, a 13-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy, were in the home at the time of the shooting. It was the girl who called the police. Quote, unquote, what could have gone through his mind? Was he thinking about his children? Asked Cordero. Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. What was going through his mind was whatever he said that she did, or something that he found out that drove him over the edge. Hopefully, he will survive and provide a proper motive. When police and fire rescue arrived, they found the body of the woman. The man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Yellow crime scene tape surrounded the home for much of Christmas Eve morning as investigators worked the scene. Meanwhile, the neighbors were left in disbelief and sadness. My. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the family home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. He used a burner. Gotta go with the standard 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 10 because of the children. And for the brutality factor, it wasn't an execution style. It was definitely more shots, so I got to go with a 10 on that one. So, Mr. Miami-Dade gets a score of 35. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another man who was driven over the edge by something that she said or he might have found out. Sucks that it was the holiday season, but guess what? Death takes no holidays, nor does the mask. Just saying. But once again, there is no motive provided. Hopefully, this man survives and will provide a motive. But all in all, the modern woman has become far too damn comfortable, believing that she can say or do whatever she wants to a man and thinking that he's not going to finally snap. Now, here's something that the overwhelming majority of women understand about the overwhelming majority of men. Most men are not that guy. Remember the words of Mr. Black. I never thought I would be that guy. However, I can't remember where I saw this. I really wish I could shout out this person who left this comment. But he said that a wise man once said, every woman has a hoe living in her, and every man has a killer living in him. All it takes is the proper situation for both of those entities to come out. A lot of women are literally creating their own killer. Why? Because they simply don't know when to stop, when to shut up, when to calm that man down. See, a lot of women rely on male restraint, and that's why they keep pushing and keep pushing until that man finally decides, you know what? Today's the day. I'm done. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And trust and believe, gentlemen, there will be more. This is episode 200. Guess what? I'm going to have no shortage of material for the following decades, or as long as I'm above dirt. I'm going to keep this series going. But let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you better understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the systems that you honestly believe are there to protect you and keep that man off of you will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, as I've always said, the police, the white knight, the simp, they are only reactionary forces. Especially in the case of the police. You threaten to call the police on a man, let's just say their reacting time is about 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes to get to the scene. That man has, at minimum, 9 minutes to completely destroy you. Just saying, think about it, ladies. Oh, well, you won't. So there will be more men who finally take matters into their own hands. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.